everybody. This is Jimmy Vaughn, and I want to invite all who love liberty to come out Saturday, May 19th, from 6:30 to 10 p.m. and support the only man for president, Ron Paul. This will be his first fundraiser in Austin, so be there or be square. I'll be there playing my guitar along with some other special guests, and we want everybody to come out and have a good time.
The Ron Paul for President Rally and Fundraiser will be at the Texas History Museum in Austin, Texas, at Congress and MLK on Saturday, May 19th from 6:30 till 10 p.m. For ticket or donation info, call 512-250-8649. Again, that's 512-250-8649.
Welcome to the Phyllis Schlafly Report, a daily look at the significant issues of our time from an experienced conservative perspective. Mrs. Schlafly is president of Eagle Forum, a leading force in the pro-family movement since 1972. And now, here's Mrs. Schlafly.
With the possibility of nuclear missiles coming at us from Iran and North Korea, the time has come to fulfill President Ronald Reagan's vision of building an anti-missile defense to protect us against incoming missiles from anywhere in the world. Enemies change, but the duty of our government to protect the lives and property of American citizens against any attack remains constant. It was on March 13, 1983, that President Reagan televised a remarkable national speech from the Oval Office. He called on the United States to develop and deploy a new family of weapons to shoot down enemy missiles before they had a chance to destroy us. At the time Reagan spoke, the conventional wisdom was that we should rely on a concept called Mutual Assured Destruction, known by its acronym MAD. That was the most dangerous strategy ever devised. It was the theory that the Soviets would be deterred from attacking us with its giant nuclear missiles because they would know that we would hit them back with a knockout punch. That theory depended on the Russians being rational enough to behave the way we expected them to behave. Now, we survived those years, but now the threat is from two very different kinds of enemies, Iran and North Korea. The trouble is that they are not rational as we understand the term. They don't mind committing suicide. Reagan's anti-missile defense is needed more than ever. Unfortunately, due to liberal and pacifist propaganda, Congress has never built or deployed an anti-missile defense. The contract with America included a commitment to develop for deployment a cost-effective operational anti-ballistic missile system to protect the United States. Fortunately, our government is at last starting to build a missile defense system in Alaska. There is no time to waste in implementing Ronald Reagan's vision. Americans must be protected.
This has been the Phyllis Schlafly Report, presented by Eagle Forum, leading America's pro-family movement since 1972. For a free copy of Eagle Forum's pamphlet on our nation's defense program, write to Eagle Forum Radio, Alton, Illinois, 62002. Please include your name and address and ask for the National Defense Report. That address again, Eagle Forum Radio, Alton, Illinois, 62002. And join us again next time for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist unjust war. It is an established historical fact that the Vatican has publicly stated that the Iraqi war is an unjust war. However, it miserably failed to tell its Catholic soldiers that it is a mortal sin to attack Iraq. The Protestant ministers in unison should take the logical step of telling their soldiers that it is a serious offense against God to participate in this unjust war. However, if enough Protestant ministers do not take this logical step, then the lay Catholics and Protestants have a serious obligation to demand of their clergy to take this logical step publicly. Personally, I am doing all that I can to stop the continuation of the murder, carnage, and suffering that is being committed against the innocent people of Iraq in this terrible, unjust war. For additional facts regarding this grave matter, order the lecture by Father John Martinez entitled WW3 Can Still Be Prevented. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for more information and ordering.
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com. Or call 312-224-2710. 312-224-2710.
From the heartland of America comes a harvest of insight and entertainment. This is the Common Sense Coalition, the Derry Brownfield Show, starring Derry Brownfield. And here's the star of the show,
the man who says, growing up, they were so poor they unplugged the clocks when they went to bed.
Derry Brownfield!
Hello there, Derry Brownfield here, and I am happy that you're along on this adventure in broadcasting. It is a talk show with a country flavor and some common sense points of view, and I'm almost afraid to open the mics today. We have G.B. Oliver III, who is Executive Director of ParagonFoundation.org, on the air with me, and I called G.B. just minutes before airtime, and he offered me $200 to let him off the hook today. And I said, well, you know, it's going to take more than that. I don't know his problem, but he said that anything that would be... I said, well, what are you going to talk about? And I said, look, it's up to you. You're the guy that knows all of these things. He said, anything fresh on my mind can't be used on the show today. So, G.B., it's good to have you as a guest on the Common Sense Coalition anyhow.
Well, I'll tell you what, that's the last time I share anything with you.
Why?
Well, but that's the way you opened the show.
Well, I thought the world needed to know.
I thought you were my therapist.
So that's part of your therapy.
It's great to be on your show, by the way.
Well, thank you. Thank you.
And that was a joke about the $200.
Oh,
I couldn't
really?
Raise the $200 anyway.
I figured, you know, you said you won $400 last night shooting pool, and I thought you were just going to share it with me.
Well, I didn't get home with all of it.
Didn't get home with all of it?
No.
What happened to it?
I don't know. I have no explanation for that.
You put it in your pocket and you opened up this morning, it wasn't there.
That's exactly
the way
it works.
That happens, just like the dog eating the homework.
Well, it works for the United States government, doesn't it?
Well, yeah, it does. You know, I tell you what, in order to get you whomped up this morning...
Okay.
Let me tell you a little bit, because you mentioned you see the floods out here in Missouri.
Yeah, I do.
And the old Missouri River didn't get quite as high as it could have. But, I mean, it could have gotten a lot higher than it did. But nevertheless, it's across several roads, and I can't get from our house to Jamestown by going through Sandy Hook. People think I'm making up those names, but literally the roads, the river has been about 2 or 3 feet above the highway at Sandy Hook. And you've been through Sandy Hook.
I have.
I know you have.
You bet.
But anyhow, I got a call the other morning from a good friend of mine who farms in the Missouri River bottom, and they have levee districts down here. And there'll be several thousand acres in a levee district, and the farmers get together, and I think back years ago they got some government assistance to help build these levees. And the levees, no higher than the river got this time, the levees will hold the water out. And the farmers have already planted corn. Corn's up about shoe top high right now, maybe a little higher than that in some areas. And looking fairly good for the kind of a spring that we've had. But my friend got a call the other morning from the Conservation Department. And the Conservation Department says we're going to open the floodgate and let water in on in the levee district land. And we want your permission. And John says, absolutely not. You're not going to get my permission to do that. So... they did it anyway. Now, this floodgate is like a 40-inch pipe. I didn't measure it. I don't know how big it is, but it's a big pipe. You know, something 30, 40 inches lets a lot of water in a hurry. And the Conservation Department now, this is a state organization. It'd be the same as a Fish and Wildlife Service kind of people, but it's state. They go down there and open the floodgate. And John goes down, and his son closes the floodgate. There is a game warden there that is supposed to keep him from doing it, but he said, look, I'm going to close this gate. And the game warden says, well, okay. He said, you do whatever you think you got to do. And he walked off. The game warden did.
Uh-huh.
Okay, so the gate's open. The gate is now closed. Then I understand that they came back and and opened it again. In the meantime, they called the Corps of Engineers. The interesting thing about this is the Conservation Department doesn't own any of this land. None of it. But they want to. And this is just a way to harass the farmers so they will become willing sellers.
That's exactly right.
Anyhow, the Corps of Engineers actually owns the land that's not owned by the privately owned farmers. But here's another thing. The crops are insured. In other words, they have crop insurance on this corn, okay?
Okay.
But if the crop is flooded because it's a man-made flood, then the crop insurance isn't any good. So you see how they can run these farmers off?
That's exactly right.
That's exactly what they're trying to do. Now, the Conservation Department said, well, anyway, the Corps of Engineers told them they didn't have the authority to open that. So, anyhow, now it's closed. The Conservation Department said, well, it was only open for 15 minutes, but they've timed it. It was open for about an hour and a half. They also have an agreement between the Corps of Engineers and the Levee District that the gate could not be opened without everybody giving permission. Well, John had already told the Conservation Department they did not have his permission, yet FEMA shows up, and they told FEMA they did have permission. So anyway...
Are you saying that a governmental entity lied?
You know, you wouldn't think so.
No, you wouldn't, would you?
No, absolutely not. But apparently, this is the way these things go on, and you can see exactly what the deal is. They want to make a willing seller out of these farmers, and they have run most of them. They've literally run most of them off already.
I'll tell you one thing, Derry. You just would have to sit in this office and listen to the phone calls that come in and the people's the story that the people tell you, to understand what a massive land grab is going on across this country. And if it's not a federal entity doing it, it's your own state entities doing it. And if that's not enough, your county and your municipalities are taking these properties. And you know what? I just don't understand. I don't understand the mentality of a county or a city taking property or wanting more property for parks and everything, because they take it off the tax roll. And then they only have one place to look for that money, and that is back to the federal government for some kind of a grant or something like that.
Let's take a break. We'll be right back.
Of course I can.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com. your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately one in four families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
Sit back, relax, and enjoy a vacation to the beautiful Ozark Mountains. Howard Creek Resort is nestled conveniently between the cities of Bull Shoals and Mountain Home on Bull Shoals Lake in the natural state of Arkansas. Howard Creek Resort offers easy access to excellent fishing and water recreation of all types. The excitement of nearby Branson music shows and Silver Dollar City is accented perfectly by the many attractions located here in the heart of the Ozarks. Horseback riding, water skiing, scuba diving, hiking, caves, and rock climbing are just a few of the many activities that are available to do in our area. Howard Creek Resorts offers it all. Whether you're staying for the weekend or for a month, Howard Creek Resorts is the place to be, an excellent place to stay, and a valued traditional family vacation resort. Visit our website at www.howardcreek.com or call 1-877-253-7690. Come visit us for a lifetime of memories.
Town, Missouri, 65023.
And we have returned. We're visiting today with G.B. Oliver III. He is Executive Director of ParagonFoundation.org. His number is 1-877. That's toll-free, by the way, 847-3443. And, G.B., we were talking about how the not only the feds, but the states, the cities, the townships, are the local metropolitan areas, are taking land, and you say they take it off the tax rolls, but in a lot of instances, they take it off, take it away from one private owner so they can sell it to another private owner or give it to another private owner so the taxes will increase.
See, they put themselves in this bind, and now there's this scramble, this unscrupulous scandal going on across the country to try to drag in money from any direction they can because they've given up so much of their tax base. And it's unbelievable to me. I can tell your listeners about the kind of phone calls we get and the kind of pleas for help that we get in this organization, but you'd really have to sit here and listen to it all day long to understand just how widespread and how bad it is. And in one end of the country, they call it one thing, and in the other side of the country, they call it this. But these people call in, and the one thing that they always say, you know, it's the federal government's got this initiative, and it's called this, or it's called that. The Wild and Scenic Rivers Initiative, it's an endangered species. It doesn't matter what the deal is, they're all the same, and they're all used for one thing, and that is to take your property away from you. And where people lose that property is they simply don't understand the law, and they don't understand what they really own. But the thing that I loved about your story a while ago is that is the first time that I ever remember the Army Corps of Engineers ever doing anything positive. And it can't last, I can assure you of that. But isn't that interesting? Have you ever known of the Army Corps of Engineers to do anything right or do anything positive for a landowner?
We talked about that this morning. I called John real early this morning, and we discussed it. I wanted him to come on the show and tell it himself. They're spraying corn right now because we've had enough moisture that it's been hard to get into a cornfield. And they're trying to get corn sprayed. But we said the same thing. He said, boy, it's hard to believe that for once I wanted to hear them, you know, that they did something right.
That's some kind of a record. You know, it was the Army Corps of Engineers that came in and took my family's property from us down here. In fact, the federal government put them in charge of handling that and gave the employees of the Army Corps of Engineers, this all came out in court 17 or 18 years later, gave each one of them bonuses by how bad they stuck it to the individual rancher out here. Ran over 60-something families off out there. But the way they did it was absolutely unscrupulous. And I don't care how much money you have. I don't care how much retirement you're going to get for the job you're in. How do you live with yourself after having done what these people are asked to do and do it? That's what blows
up. You know, we're going to take a break, but when we come back, would you care to talk about White Sands and how they treated you guys?
Oh, you bet.
Let's do that. I don't think we've ever discussed that on the air.
Is the Derry Brownfield Show. In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places. Fellow Americans, we are living in this time of Earth's history. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs for your information. It discusses America in prophecy, the Antichrist, tyrants and wars, secret societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715.
Are you paying exorbitant amounts of interest to your mortgage lender? We as Americans have been led down a path of paying excessive amounts of interest to the lending institutions. Stop paying tens of thousands of dollars in mortgage interest and start saving. Our financial experts have spent 2 years and about $2 million on a revolutionary interest reduction solution that will show you how to pay off 100% of your mortgage and other debt in as little as 8 to 11 years with no change to your current lifestyle or spending habits, no increase to your monthly mortgage payments, no refinancing, and no out-of-pocket expense. That's right. Take 19 to 22 years off your 30-year mortgage. This is not a bi-weekly payment program or a debt roll-down program. It's much more. Sound too good to be true? Find out just how good. Visit interestreductionsolutions.com or call 1-800-281-5094. That's 1-800-281-5094. Ask about our free DVD and financial analysis report.
You have choices at Wellness Resources.
And we have returned, visiting today with ParagonFoundation.org's G.B. Oliver. And by the way, you might want to write his number down. He needs all the help he can get, although he gives a lot of folks a lot of help. His number is 1-877-847-3443. Now, going into the commercial break, we mentioned that your family was one of 60-some families that got driven off of their farms or their ranches, their cattle ranches, back there in the 40s or sometime about that time. And what you used to ranch on is now White Sands, what do they call it?
White Sands Missile Range.
White Sands Missile Range.
You bet.
And Holloman Air Force Base, right?
Yeah, Holloman Air Force Base. Very little of our place was there, but of course it was all tied together, and that would all came in during the war.
Okay.
During the war.
Okay, now explain how Paragon, because this is actually why Paragon exists today, is it not?
Well, I'm sure that's where I got my background in my burning desire to do something about it, because I saw what my family went through, and they lost everything they had. And when they came in and appraised it, and we even got into the Federal Court of Claims. We made several bad errors, and of course, those are things that we've learned in the last few years about where you need to be on these certain situations and how you handle them. But we made several mistakes in the thing. But but we carried it into the Court of Claims, and they came in and appraised it. You remember you and I talk about highest and best use.
Right.
When you condemn and take something, you pay highest and best use. That's one of the things that we didn't understand at that time. And they appraised it at 46 cents an acre. And I think there was 186,000 acres on our ranch. And they appraised it at 46 cents an acre because they said that's what bombing range is worth. I guess if the ground's solid enough to detonate a bomb when it hits the ground, well, then it's worth 46 cents an acre. And that's what they paid. But oddly enough, as I mentioned a while ago, the Army Corps of Engineers went in and they bought out key entities in there that they thought were going to really create a problem for them. And they paid them big money for their ranch.
What was big money?
What's that?
What was big money back then?
Well, big money would allow them to go buy two ranches of that same size somewhere else.
Okay.
And they came and they made that offer to my granddad as well. And he said, that's not the way we're going to do it. We're all going to hang in this thing together. And they said, you know, we've already had some of the main players have already accepted our offers. And that's the way they handle it. And we see that same strategy today. The beautiful part, if there is a beautiful part, of what we do and what we see is the fact that this federal government has never changed strategies. You can anticipate how they're going to handle a situation and what they're going to do. And they handle the situations that we're involved in now. As we help people, they react and handle those situations exactly like they did clear back in the 40s and before that. So that's one advantage you have, and one advantage the Paragon Foundation has is we give people advice and they tell us what their problems are and everything. We can anticipate exactly what they're going to do because they always handle it exactly the same way.
Okay, but you mentioned that they offered, gave 43 cents an acre. Was it 46?
Yes, sir.
Right, well, 3 cents an acre adds up pretty fast.
But, you know, we handled those things wrong. We were in the Court of Claims, and that's certainly where you wanted to be with this thing. But the one thing we didn't understand then that we understand now very clearly is the two water doctrines. As you and I have talked about this before, everything east of the 100th meridian in this country falls under the riparian area, riparian doctrine, which says that the land controls the water. Everything west of the 100th meridian falls under the prior appropriation doctrine, which says the water controls the land. So out here, when we got into the Federal Court of Claims, we said, this is our land, these are our improvements. And being under the prior appropriation doctrine, what we should have said is, we own these water rights, and with those water rights, we control this real estate. And that's the way it should have been handled. And, you know, the first time I ever knew that, Wayne Hage pointed that out to me, because Wayne Hage looked at every case that had ever been through the Federal Court of Claims, and he had reviewed this case. And so years later, he shared with me why we were unsuccessful in the Court of Claims and doing what we did.
You know, I was talking to John this morning, and John is the gentleman that had a little set-to with the Conservation Department. Beth just stuck her head in the door here a minute ago and said, well, the Conservation Department owns some of that land in there. And I said, well, John said not. He said the land is owned by the Corps of Engineers, and the Conservation Department has management rights or the ability to manage some of that land. But either way, like you said, the whole thing is to make willing sellers out of these people. Now, your grandfather was not a willing seller. He hung in there.
And let me tell you, he refused to take any of that clear up until after he died. Everybody else had been moved off of those ranches, and yet he drew the line, and he wouldn't back up, and he said, no, I'm not selling it to you. And so we were the last people that they actually pushed off and took our property. And that always was a lesson to me, too. You know, you don't blink, you don't back up, and no matter what they say, he refused to take the check from them and all of that, and he just said he wouldn't play. And, you know, the truth of the matter is he wasn't a guy that you wanted to push, and they realized that, and they realized what a problem that would have been had you crowded him, because they pretty much guessed how he was going to react to it. And so it was after he passed away that they came in and did what they did.
Let's take a break. We'll be right back. Our number, 1-800-973-3779. Your calls are welcome.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Gold prices inched lower Monday despite a weaker dollar and higher oil prices. Rises in equity markets attracted more investment than precious metals early this week, therefore decreasing demand. However, physical buying at the lower levels underpinned prices. Gold closed in New York down $1.60 to $668.50 an ounce. Silver fell 7 cents to $13.13 an ounce. More at SwissAmerica.com. Imagine compressing a quarter century of experience in the gold and coin markets into a brand new audio CD that discusses seven major forces driving gold, four types of gold worth owning, and six steps before you buy gold. You need to hear this new audio CD by Craig Smith. Call 877-703-2193 for this rare opportunity CD. 877-703-2193, a rare opportunity CD with Craig R. Smith.
Bill Duncan of Kansas knows that the chelation therapy found in Cardio One, formerly known as Bypass, really works.
After some trips to the emergency room and doctor visits and a lot of problems in March of 97, I was in a hospital for test observation for probable circulatory problems. And there's no doubt in my mind I was on the verge of having a heart attack because I began to add all these symptoms up. And then I remembered a phone number I had jotted down about 6 months earlier while listening to the Derry Brownfield Show. Ordered my first bottles. Within 2 or 3 days, I began noticing symptom relief. Several things began feeling better. So using the tablets right away, I was doing what they said it would do, and I was impressed with that.
Improve your own cardiovascular health. Get your own 30-day supply of Cardio One, formerly known as Bypass. Send $43.95, check cash or money order to Cardio One, P.O. Box 79, Centertown, Missouri, 65023. That's Cardio One, P.O. Box 79, Centertown, Missouri, 65023.
Located in rural Missouri is a place called Heartland, a modern-day city of refuge where men, women, and children can come and find hope in the various recovery programs offered by Pastor Charles Sharp and members of Heartland Community Church. The Heartland community includes Heartland Children and Youth Homes, Heartland Recovery Programs for Adults, K-12 Heartland Christian Academy, Nations Harvest Bible College, and several businesses, including one of the largest dairy operations in the country. Every home, business, classroom, and job site at Heartland are filled with people who are reaching out with compassion of Jesus Christ to help those who are hurting. Heartland came into being as a result of prayer, and prayer continues to be the source of Heartland's daily harvest of miracles. Heartland is a true haven of spiritual healing. To learn more about Heartland, call 660-284-6212. That's 660-284-6212.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show, and here's the star of the show.
And now the man who asks, can you cry underwater?
Derry Brownfield!
And we have returned. As we've mentioned, we're visiting with ParagonFoundation.org's G.B. Oliver. The number there is 1-877-847-3443. Our number here, if you want to be on the air and visit with G.B., 1-800-973-3779. Going into the commercial break, we were talking about how your family and 60-some other families, how many total acres do you have any idea, or it'd be square miles, not acres, would be involved in that White Sands Missile Range?
You know what, Gary, one time I knew that. It was several hundred square miles.
Several hundred square miles.
It's the largest military reservation in the United States.
Right, it's big. It's big. Okay, now you said your grandfather, by the way, he was G.B. Oliver, right?
Yes, sir.
Then your dad was the second, you're the third.
Mm-hmm.
Then you have a son that's the fourth, and a grandson that's G.B. Oliver the fifth.
Once we find something we can spell, we stay with it.
Anyway, you said you learned from your grandfather that you don't blink, and he actually backed off generals out there, did he not?
Absolutely. You know, that's, as I said a while ago, that's a key component of all of this. You know, I don't care whether you're stepping on a bronc or what you're doing in this life, you got to make up your mind that you're going to follow through and you're going to stay with it regardless. Because let me tell you, in these situations and everything, they use intimidation to no end. They will outright lie to you, as all your listeners know that. You don't ever believe a word they say. But they will lie to you, they will threaten you, they will coerce you by offering you things, and every dirty deal you can imagine, they're going to do it, and they're experts at it. And you got to make up your mind in this deal whether you're going to follow it through to the end or you're not going to. And, you know, he was one of those guys. He was from the old school, and he made up his mind right on the front end that his place was not for sale. He had worked very hard and put that ranch together. It was 186,000 acres, and he wasn't going to back away from it. He wouldn't, and regardless. And, you know, he had several confrontations out there. One of the things that I think you're referring to is when he went over to see the general. They started building the fence across there, and he went over there to White Sands, and he wanted to visit with the general. And the lady said, "Your name is," and he told her. And he said, as she went through the appointment book, she said, "I can't find your name here. Do you have an appointment?" And he said, "No." And she absolutely ate him alive. And she said, "The general is a very important man. He oversees this entire military reservation. What makes you think you can come see the general without having an appointment?" So he got in his old pickup and he went back and he drove down there and he told those GIs that were putting out the fence and the wire and everything. He said, "You know, I hate for you all to be involved in this. You're innocent in this situation. But I'll give you 30 minutes to get your stuff and get off." And, man, let me tell you, they took off, you know, and here came all the MPs and all of that business. And a little bit later, then the sheriff was out there and everything, and had a big confrontation. And to make a long story short, the general decided that they found out that he'd been over and they'd come over to see him. And so he thought, well, you know what, the guy wanted to work this out. I'll fly over there and see him. And I was just a little boy when that happened. I remember the guy flying in with a helicopter. They brought in a station wagon. And I don't need to go into all the details.
The details is what's good. See,
I shot the right rear tire. And they left, and then here came all the MPs and the sheriff again. And when they got there again, the sheriff took him off the side, and he said, "What in the world caused you to do that?" And he told him, he said, he didn't have an appointment with me. And that's kind of where it all died until he passed away.
He actually threatened those soldiers, too, if I remember right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he told them that they had 30 minutes to get off, and then he would include them into the war. But anyway, you know, my point is this. You've got to make up your mind that you're not going to back away from this deal and that you're going to stay put. And so many times and we try to make that very clear to people when we get into this thing, we'll help you, we'll provide you the information, and in a lot of cases we'll even provide the right attorneys for you, but you got to understand that you're going to have to grit your teeth and fight all the way through this thing, and it's not an easy deal. These people do not like to lose. They do not like to allow you to set precedents out there because those are the kind of things that help other people. So you don't ever back away, and we try to support these people in every way we can, but you just don't realize until you get into one of these squalls just how rough and how unscrupulous they will play. You don't ever believe a word they say, never believe a word they say, because, you know, when they open their mouth, they're lying, and the first thing you require them to do is put everything in writing, and then you deal with them in writing. And you'll find that when you do that and you question their authority and you question their jurisdiction, you'll find out very quickly that the tables turn and then you begin to have the advantage. Because as long as they can meet with you face to face and as long as they can manipulate you that way, they'll tell you anything in the world. Make them put it in writing. And that's where they begin to have a problem is they don't want to resend you a letter and lie to you on paper and sign their name to it.
And you always want to send your letters back as, certified.
Yeah, you want to send them registered because they will deny that they've ever received those letters. And the other thing you do in that deal is when you send those letters, they're required to answer them. They've got to answer them. And you've got to have proof that they got them. And in most cases, as Mr. Dan Martinez, you met Dan when you were down here, as he's taught us.
And we've got to get him on the air, too. You've got to help me do that.
I'll do that. He's right in the middle of one of his battles, and let me just tell you, he's doing extremely well. And we've learned more from Dan Martinez than you can imagine.
And he is not an attorney.
No.
See,
no,
this is what I told John this morning, the farmer that was being flooded by the Conservation Department. He said, you know, we've got all this, we've got all these documents. And I said, well, have you studied them? Well, no, he said, he said it's one of those things I probably should have. He said it gets confusing, they're hard to read, and he said we just leave it up to the levy district's attorney. Well, you can't leave this sort of thing up to an attorney because, number one, it's not their land. And they're not going to put their life's feelings into it like you do. And you have to read every little bit, every word, a word at a time, every fine print, do you not?
That is exactly right. Don't you ever, don't ever depend on an attorney for advice. You read everything. A guy told me, and he was an attorney one time, and this is the best advice I ever got. He said, don't you ever go hire an attorney unless you know a lot more than he's ever going to know. If you don't know what you're going to do and you don't know the law from one end to the other, the last thing on earth you need is an attorney. And he was an attorney. And you know, my experience in these 10 or 11 years in this business right here, that's what I've learned as well. Those guys simply do not understand, especially in these battles with the federal government. They believe that the federal government reigns supreme, and that's the mentality. That's what they had coming out of law school, and that is absolutely incorrect. The power lies with your county commission and your sheriff. And you need to get a hold of your county and get control of the kind of people that you're putting in there. Make sure that they understand that they take an oath to protect the safety and your well-being and your property, not those federal agencies. It's like Catron County down here did an ordinance the other day, and you probably read that, Derry, where they said, get this wolf off. He's threatening people, and we want him out of here. Well, on the front page of the Albuquerque Journal, the Fish and Wildlife responded to that, and they said, we're not taking the wolf off. And I'll tell you this much, anybody that does is going to be prosecuted to the full extent of the United States federal government. Well, you know, that's the biggest bluff that ever came down the road. Those people have absolutely no jurisdiction in Catron County whatsoever, but they, for some reason, think that those county commissioners are going to blink. And it goes back to what we were talking about a while ago. So those guys pass that ordinance, and let me tell you something, if they don't follow up, the citizens of Catron County need to sue them, and they need to take away their house, their car, their dog, their fishing pole. They need to take it all because those people took an oath to protect your safety, your well-being, and your property. Do you think that the Fish and Wildlife, United States Fish and Wildlife, do you think they're responsible for the safety and well-being of the people in Catron County? Absolutely not. Those people are, and if they don't do what they swore they would do, sue them. Same with your sheriff. Don't tolerate that from those people. Those people have the jurisdiction, and they have the authority to protect you.
But
make
you
them
know,
do it.
I thought Catron County was one of the holdouts in this whole thing because I remember very well watching the pictures of Catron County opening the road that the government had closed, and they had the bulldozer out there, and it was a county bulldozer, and the feds got in front of the bulldozer, and the operator on the bulldozer just acted like he wasn't there. He was going to doze him under if he didn't get out of the way.
Yeah, absolutely. But, you know, those people out there that, and one of those guys was a guy I think you met, Dick Manning, who passed away a few years ago. Those little guys had some sand. And they understood that they had that authority, and they understood they had that jurisdiction, and they dared them to cross that line. And when the feds tried to do those kind of things, they just went over the top of them. But, you know, you've got times change and people change. And that's why, you know, freedom is a constant vigilance, and you've got to stay on top of it all the time. And because you've got a great county commission and you've got a great sheriff that's standing up with you, and sooner or later, those people aren't going to be in that office, and you constantly have to be thinking about who's that next person you are going to run in there, and do they understand what kind of authority they've got.
Let's take a break.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
Hello, everybody. This is Jimmy Vaughn, and I want to invite all who love liberty to come out Saturday, May 19th, from 6:30 to 10 p.m. and support the only man for president, Ron Paul. This will be his first fundraiser in Austin, so be there or be square. I'll be there playing my guitar along with some other special guests, and we want everybody to come out and have a good time.
The Ron Paul for President Rally and Fundraiser will be at the Texas History Museum in Austin, Texas, at Congress and MLK on Saturday, May 19th from 6:30 till 10 p.m. For ticket or donation info, call 512-250-8649. Again, that's 512-250-8649.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power. Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today 1-800-691-7898 and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold.
Stand up and be counted. Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist Bush's impending unjust attack against Iran. George W. Bush lied to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iraq. Now he is lying to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iran. The Catholic and Protestant clergy have failed miserably to come out publicly against the upcoming unjust attack of Iran. Therefore, the lay Catholics and Protestants should demand of their respective clergies to take a righteous public stand against this upcoming Iranian unjust war. Each one of us will render to God a strict account of what each of us did to stop these diabolical tyrants, like George W. Bush, who, as roaring lions, go about the world seeking whom to murder. For additional facts concerning this upcoming Iranian unjust war, order the one-hour lecture by Father John Martinez entitled Stand Up and Be Counted. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on the web banner for more information and ordering.
Or online at DerryBrownfield.com.
And we have returned. You know, you mentioned Dick Manning a while ago and how he was one of the old-timers that that believed in freedom and liberty. And Dick Manning was one of the first people that I ever met when I first started coming to Alamogordo. I was out there on a speaking engagement, I think for Eagle Forum. I'm not sure, but I believe that's what it was. And I ran on to Dick, and he's one of the most interesting people I've ever talked to, next to G.B. Oliver, of course.
Let me tell you, I'm not anywhere near Dick Manning's status or the level that he played on.
But he could tell stories funny, you know.
Well, he was. Let me tell you something. He was one of the finest men and one of the greatest Americans I ever knew. I put Dick Manning in the same category that I, you know, Helen Chenoweth and Wayne Hage and Derry Brownfield.
Now, whoa, whoa, whoa!
Those are my heroes.
All right, You've put me in a pretty good group there, but
well, you deserve that.
No, I don't. I don't know. I'm just
absolutely you do.
Anyway, tell us about Dick, because he fought over this thing over 2/3 of his life. He fought the federal government and won after he died.
That's exactly right. I mean, he had a mine up there, and you know, Dick was one of the most brilliant men that ever came down the road, and he developed certain ways of extracting those minerals or extracting minerals out, and I don't know much about mining, out of mines that, you know, you couldn't make a profit because of the distribution of the ore. He came up with a way and patented it to where he could take those mines and make them very profitable to run. Well, immediately, the state of New Mexico, working in conjunction with the federal government, decided they were going to stop him. And it's just like so many of the stories that we've talked about here, you just almost can't believe the kind of things that they went to, the extreme measures they went to, breaking into his home, breaking into his property, and all of those kind of things. And old Dick just stuck it to him. And he fought them, and he trained lawyers. And I can remember when he sat down and told me this years and years ago, I thought, man, you haven't got a prayer. You haven't got a prayer. And I didn't even understand what he was telling me at that time. But, you know, he never did quit. And then even after he passed away, he died, I think, of cancer here, what, about 2 years ago?
I visited with him not too long ago.
Yeah, about 2 years ago, I think, he passed away. But that attorney continues to fight this thing, and he won the other day in court. And the court said, yeah, he said, the court says that the state of New Mexico is responsible for this. And now they will move forward in state court with him suing the state of New Mexico. And it looks very, very promising. But that's a case of a guy that believed in what he owned. He was unwilling to give it to him, no matter what the cost was, and he was willing to fight that fight. And that case, Derry, will set precedence all over the West. I guarantee you, you mentioned over the West. Paragon has contributed in that and put money into that case. That case, when that thing is settled, it will set a precedence across the country. It's the kind of thing that they can't afford to happen. And the beautiful part of this thing is Dick Manning wasn't one of those guys that they could slip around and buy out. They tried to do that, and
We got to take a break.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
Imagine a world with no more privacy. With RFID technology, that reality just got one day closer. Read the book Spy Chips by Catherine Albrecht and Liz McIntyre. Spy Chips explains how computer chips smaller than a grain of sand are being used to track our daily activities, who's using them, and why. No matter how well informed you are about privacy issues, spy chips will shock you out of your complacency. The biggest advocates of RFID use are corporations, government, and criminals. In each case, the potential for abuse is simply too great to be ignored. To order the book Spy Chips in hardcover, send $26, check, cash, or money order to Common Sense Coalition, P.O. Box 79, Centertown, Missouri, 65023. For credit card orders, call 1-800-201-7892.
The last time you made a financial contribution to a multi-billion-dollar organization after receiving a glossy brochure to help the cute and furry animals, have you wondered how effective your donation really was? Well, listen to G.B. Oliver, Executive Director of the Paragon Foundation.
Truth of the matter is, because we have such a small staff and we run it as tight as we can, because our commitment to the people is that every dime you contributed to this foundation is going to go back out into the things that we believe in and go out to help people. And let me tell you, to the person on this board, we're committed to that, and there's nothing, there's absolutely nothing that's ever going to change that.
Doing the work on a dime, keeping true to its mission statement, and helping to wake up America and protect your property rights. That's the Paragon Foundation. Get a free copy of the Paragon magazine and support the Paragon Foundation today by calling toll-free 1-877-847-3443. Or go on the web at paragonfoundation.org. GB, we're in the home stretch here. Did you hear that Paragon Foundation commercial?
I did.
Tremendous, announcer on there.
Well, God bless you.
Anyway,
I don't know what kind of a show we've got. You know, every time we take a break, Jeff comes on and says, we cut off the last half of your sentence, but it isn't going to make any difference. This must be a real doozy.
Anyhow, well, you offered me $200 not to do it in the first place, so let's hear another Paragon Foundation commercial. Why don't you tell the people a little bit more about how they can get involved with Paragon?
Well, I'll tell you what we would like to do, and let me tell you what we offer. we have a great deal of experience, and we put together a great number of people that have, in our opinions, been the leaders in these battles, in these cases. And we want to provide anybody that is interested in protecting their rights and protecting their property and protecting the things, those inalienable rights that God gave us and our founders gave us when they put this country together. Anybody that's got the guts and the drive and determination to protect that, we're going to stand beside you and we're going to come help you. And regardless of what that takes, and let me tell you, it requires a great deal of courage to do this. Don't and your founders told you that. Look at the price those people paid when they put this country together. But that's what we do. And if you know, if I could reach out and talk to your listeners, and I would tell them that we are so conscious of the money you send in, and it just comes in. We get contributions $3 and $4 with notes from people who say, "I wish we could give you more." Our contributors are not big contributors. Our people are the kind of people that, and you know who you are. You're listening on this show. But anything that you could afford to give this foundation, I can assure you that every nickel of that will not go into salaries, will not go into overhead, will not go in some big fine office or something. Every dime that you contribute will go out to help somebody else. And that was a commitment we made when we started this foundation. That's how strongly we believe in it. And you can rest assured that that's the way your money will be spent.
Now, that $400 shooting pool last night, you're going to donate at least, 25-30% of that to the foundation?
Oh, at least. At least that.
And I'm being serious. I know he will, but...
No, I'll tell you what. This is not a job to us. This is something that we believe in our very hearts and our very souls. And all of us have been involved in these scraps. As we talked earlier in this program, my family lost everything they had, and there's no way to go back and get that. There's nothing that can ever be done to get my family or all those other families back their property, and I understand that. But the things that we learned right there, we can turn around and keep somebody that's listening today or somebody that will call today, keep them from losing their property. And that's where I think the value in this foundation is.
Pick up the phone. It's 1-877-847-3443. Now, I have just about a minute left, and GB is was at one time a professional cowboy. He has a kid that's a son, I should say. He's not a kid anymore. He's a father and has little GB the fifth there. But
that's the professional cowboy right there.
There. He rides broncs and doing quite well, I understand.
You bet, and got a little place up Gladstone, New Mexico, and runs steers and... You know, I can't tell you how proud of him I am.
Well, anyway, GB, the latter part of June, and I think it's the last days, I'm not sure. I sent you the information, so I don't have it. But Trenton, Missouri is going to have their sesquicentennial, and they're going to have Veet Saddlery is there. And Veet still builds trick rider saddles, and they're going to have trick riding and trick roping and all the things we used to see back when you and I were you're a lot younger than I, but when I was growing up, you went to a rodeo, you were entertained by trick riders and trick ropers and people that did those things, and they're going to do exactly the same thing in Trenton by the end of June, and I want you and get Mike in his Mooney to fly you out here and bring Johnny along, and we'll go to Trenton and we'll have some fun. And now it's time for me to just say happy trails.
Happy trails to you until we meet again. Happy trails to you. Keep smiling until then.
About the clouds if we're together.
Just sing a song and bring the sunny weather.
Happy trails to you till we meet again. Happy trails to you till we meet again. Happy trails.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing how to protect your